such a sad love. Deep in your eyes, a kind of pale jewel. Open and close within your eyes. I'll place the sky within your eyes.
Yes. This is Doc Flux. And welcome to a Mr. Television Face After Dark, a conversational podcast with two of my good friends and colleagues. On one hand, you have Juan Dejo from Super Podcast of Magnifico. Hello, Juan.
Rest in peace, Angus Grimm.
Rest in peace.
You don't even know who that is.
Was he Grizzly Adams?
Oh. Keep going, dude.
Oh, that's John Haggerty. I'm sorry. John Haggerty.
You insult me.
Rest
by not
in
even
peace,
knowing.
John Haggerty.
He's a horror movie guy.
That's right.
That voice you hear right there, that's a Pause Man from Stuff Like That podcast.
Happy trails, Hans.
All right. Let's, yeah. I mean, lots of, obviously, everyone has death on the mind. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to start with death, we can start with death. But what we're going to do this podcast, usually it's a game show, I know, but this is some backstage action, if you will. And what we're going to do is it's 2016. Let me try that again. It's 2016. Let me try that one more time. It's 2016.
It's 2016.
There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. All right. Well. That could have been better. But anyway, it's 2016, yeah. And we have a lot of movies coming out. And I have in front of me a whole list of those movies. And what we're going to do is go through them and see if we have any interest in them, hopes for them, or great fears about them.
Is this every movie of 2016?
No, we're obviously, Juan, we're going to skip the ones that you don't care about.
Okay.
In any capacity. Thank you. I mean, I have a good feeling I know which movies are good enough for you to hate and movies that you'd like, and I know you don't like anything in between because it's bad podcasting.
That's right.
So we're going to we'll do that. But first, let's just take a moment to remember what did so we lost a few people, and we'll start at the top, at least in my opinion. I mean, I don't want to rate these people. But there was a man that transcended mortality and existence, David Bowie. What did he mean to you, Juan?
Why don't you start with Pause Man first?
Pause, do you have a... Uh-oh, I think I know what's coming on your end. Pause, how do you feel about Bowie?
Well, I love Bowie. For a long time, I guess since Labyrinth, because I was an 80s kid, and I actually got to see him in 2003. I think that was the last time he toured. I saw him in Montreal during the reality tour, and you know, I just loved his music. I also loved when he showed up in movies, and one of the comics I made, I figured, well, I'll make the main character look like Bowie, because I like when he shows up in movies, so I'll make him into the main character in this comic. And yeah, huge Bowie fan.
I mean, it's weird. Like, I got into him, and I'll go next, Juan.
Oh, okay.
Before you bring the whole thing down.
Oh. I'm not bringing it down.
I know. I'm just screwing with you. But I was going to say, you know, weirdly enough, you know, I was around, like, 17. I always knew Bowie existed, and, of course, I casually, you know, listened to the songs or knew the songs or whatever. But I remember when I was about 17, turning 18. It was right around that time. When his Earthling album came out, and I was already into like Nine Inch Nails and stuff like that, and that's kind of the avenue that I found that in. And I'm like, oh, look at what Bowie's doing! Look at this crazy like British trench coat. I love this look. And by the way, still one of the best album covers in my opinion. Him facing the green kind of meadows with that trench coat on, it's awesome. But in any case, that's the one with Little Wonder and all these other songs. Letters to Britain. There's Looking for Satellites. It's very. It was kind of ahead of its time in a way, because it started doing this kind of jungly dance thing. But it was far more textured, and it definitely had a lot of guitars. So I don't think it could be pigeonholed as that. But in any case, I listened to that and I'm like, this is awesome. And then I went back and listened to Outside, and then I started listening to a whole bunch of stuff. So I basically really latched on to his music around that time, because I was just exploring other stuff. And I came to appreciate the older stuff even more as I got older, which I'm sure is the case with a lot of people. But of course, with his movies and his appearances, I mean, my first experience with Bowie really was Labyrinth. And I was pretty young. I was fairly young when that movie came out. I want to say 9 or something around there. And Bowie really stood out. And I don't mean that in his codpiece. I mean, those songs were catchy as hell. They still are. But then all these other movies that he was in, he always took interesting roles, from like Andy Warhol to The Hunger as a Vampire, and just showing up in like funny cool cameos and stuff like that. But he's always seemed like this kind of like presence, and he was never in the media that much, so you know, he was in the peripheral. You knew he existed, you know, he was working on something, and you were just comforted knowing that he was there doing his thing. And no matter what shape he took or whatever, it would at least be interesting and cool or whatever, elegant or weird or something. But yeah, he ruled. I was totally floored by it, because nobody expected it, because he had just released an album and you're like, he's healthy, he's back, wonder if he's gonna tour. And then it turns out it was an elaborate death note to fans. He knew he was gonna die from cancer, and that's you know, and he handled it with the most, he handled it in this kind of mysterious, classy, way that just, he just went out with style, and you knew that he wanted it that way. Anyway, I ate up the mic a lot there. Juan.
There's really nothing left to say, you know? Said it all, Flux.
Yeah,
I wasn't really big in the music growing up. I'm still not really big in the music. I like talk radio. I know who David Bowie is, and I'm familiar with his songs. But you know, I'll be honest. I didn't own any albums of David Bowie. I didn't see him on tour. But I can recognize what he did for the music industry. But you know, and it's sad. But
his latest album, Black Star, and I know what kind of music you listen to, the top 10.
What do I listen to?
You listen to the top 10. You've said it. You listen to the poppy spritz, the spritzy pepperminty.
It keeps me young.
The double mint gum commercial music.
It keeps me young. All the kids think I'm not as old as I really am.
I mean,
that's kind of how it is.
You know, it's kind of creepy, because I know that you go to cons and stuff, you know. I know that you're out there, Juan, but I am
out there.
I know. I know that you have a significant other or whatever, but in any case, pause. Did you hear the new album Black Star?
No, I was going to order on Amazon, then it said like 5 weeks. Like, it was ridiculous. It said it'll be delivering in 5 weeks.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
No,
they don't have that in Canada. Don't tell them about that.
Don't tell. Oh
no! I said like, we'll have copies in like 5 weeks, so I just have to go down to HMV or the record store and get it.
Okay, I was just gonna say for those of you listeners that have Amazon Prime, I at least up until yesterday, I was able to listen to the album for free. I'm sure it's gonna be there for a while. But I'm going to get it on vinyl, because the vinyl looks amazing. There's a clear vinyl.
You're one of those.
No. Listen, Juan. As far as my relationship with vinyl, I'm not going to get like anywhere. Like, I'm scaling back on comics, dude. I'm not trying to own that much stuff. But I'm going to like get very specific albums on vinyl that I only listen to on vinyl. You know, like a small stack. Why not? You know, just very special albums. Like, my favorite albums.
Or why?
I have a turntable that I really haven't used, and I feel.
How many
like,
turntables do you have?
Well, I have one.
Two turntables and one microphone.
I have. There you go. Well, the thing is I have one.
It wasn't really a question. I wanted to see if you picked up.
I have one turntable, and about several microphones. But anyway, Yeah, so David Bowie wasn't the only one. He went age 69, victim of cancer, and another distinguished British gentleman. And I know, Juan, you're more heartbroken about this because you're a diehard man. I knew just the first time I talked to you, you're a diehard man.
Of course.
And so, you know, Hans Gruber probably had a big effect on you. So I'll let you go first. How do you feel about Alan Rickman and his passing?
Oh, I think it's... You know, I don't know what you want from me, Flux. Like some heartfelt thing.
Well, I just want you guys
to hear you in tears.
All right, listen.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me in tears?
Here's the thing.
It's horrible. And of course, guys our age, we love Die Hard.
Yeah.
We want to be John McClane. We've seen it a million times, but that's not the only thing he's done.
Oh no, I know absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in a ton of other things, but it's just that role really. I don't know if that was, it wasn't his first role, but, you know, it kind of set him off. What's that?
I think it was his first, if not one of the first.
Yeah, it set him off and it set Bruce Willis off, but he's been in a ton of other things like, you know, Harry Potter, things like that. But, you know, it's messed up because, you know, he was also in, he was really good in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
What else?
I mean, he was the Sheriff of Nottingham, which, you know, when that movie came out, the Prince of Thieves, nobody cared that it was sucked. It was still super fun, and you know you liked it, too.
What's that noise?
That's, Robert is talking to me on Facebook, and it's coming through on the feed. Hey, stop.
Very professional.
Well, I mean, look.
I'm sitting here trying to give a heartfelt remembrance of Alan Rickman, and you're sitting there getting IMs on Facebook.
I turned it off. I got rid of the tab. Everything's good to go.
You just ruined the moment, dude.
You know,
yeah, ruined the eulogy.
I just want to say how happy I am to
Dogma
to be able to talk to you again, Juan. So Dogma. Yes, he was
Robin Hood.
I was just talking about that.
Quigley Down Under. I'm trying to remember some of his other movies.
All right, I think now you IMDb'd him, didn't you?
No, I can remember off the top of my head. He was a chameleon.
Sense and Sensibility, or was it Love Actually? That's the one. I always get those two screwed up because it's like Sense and Sensibility, Love Actually. It's very, they're both very, like, you know.
Look, it's messed up, man, because he was, what, 69? Is that what you said, right?
Yeah.
It's
and
not
I
that old.
It's not. You
know, his cancer's fucking killing everybody. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I really wanted to say that.
Say it.
I wanted to say, fuck cancer.
You should put some echo behind that.
I thought I was. Fuck cancer. Fuck cancer. 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 It's because. All right. So this. Let me just.
Okay, there.
Stop it. Stop it. All right, people. So I have two microphones, and I have this new setup or whatever, and you're going to be hearing a lot from this, but obviously I have to get used to it. It's highly technical machinery, and you know, there's different levels and different knobs that I turn and levers. So anyway.
Look, man, Alan Rickman. Let's get back to on topic. Alan Rickman. Fantastic and Die Hard, one of the best villains. Great character actor. Died too young, and it's messed up.
Andy's the subject of a running joke on your show.
He is. It's not even like a bad joke. Like, whenever I ask for someone's name, I forget his name. Blanco's Alan Rickman.
Don't forget he was the perfect Marvin, the paranoid android.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Snape, we got to mention Snape. I got to be honest, I only watched like four Harry Potter movies, but I always saw him as one of the most interesting characters and complex characters. And I always meant to go back to that and see, you know, what happens, just get it over with. I shouldn't say that because, you know, it's weird because I read the first Harry Potter book, but then I just kind of like, I was like, I think we got off track again. There's one other person that died. Well, there's many people that have died. But, I mean, obviously, John Haggerty, the Grizzly Bear Man, Grizzly Adams, rather. I mean, I have no personal connection to that, although I knew his name because it was mentioned a lot. I think a lot of eccentric rappers like to use him in their raps for obvious reasons.
Grizzly Adams?
Yeah, because it's just a funny, it's a fun name to reference.
Yo, I seriously thought that dude was dead already. I had no idea that dude was even alive.
I said the same thing. I said
they showed that today. I was like, I could, you know, if you would have, if I would have bet money, I would have said 50-50 chance that guy's dead already.
He kind of reminds me of Hagrid. And who's the guy that plays Hagrid in Harry Potter? Pause.
Oh, yeah.
Pause, you know.
I haven't seen the movies.
Whoa! What? Holy Christmas. We'll talk about that another time.
Damn, I mean, Canadians?
I can't really talk. I only
that's
seen
right. I saw like one of them anyway. I don't.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, then I saw the most. That's weird.
Yeah, well, nobody has time to sit through four-hour Harry Potter movies every year.
All right. Well, who else passed away?
You're the host. You tell us.
Well, I mean, there was another one, wasn't there? Those were the big ones. I mean, look, 2016. There's many more months to go. Many other people to die.
Angus Scrim.
Angus Scrim. I don't know who that is, but may he rest.
You're unbelievable. May he You're supposed rest to be a horror fan. You don't know the tall man.
The tall man?
You mean like Jeff Goldblum?
Alright, look. The tall man from the Phantasm films, that's where he got started.
Oh, right, absolutely.
I'm gonna act like I know now.
No, I do know. I watched Phantasm. Dude, look, I've watched Phantasm probably 5 or 6 times.
Whoa.
And the sequel.
No way.
And I did
How
it.
How many sequels were there?
Well, I didn't watch, like, I've watched 3 and 4, like, maybe once. And then none of the other ones. But the first two I've seen the most. And I watched them because they're friggin' weird. And they're fascinating and for a lot of different reasons.
I met the dude once, got his autograph. I don't like to brag. Him and Reggie Bannister.
Did he look kind of rough when you saw him?
Huh? Well, he looked like the tall man. He's always looked rough. I mean, he looked like that in the 70s. But I'm trying to remember when I met him. I think it was probably 10 plus years ago. But yeah, he's definitely he's definitely an older dude.
Sure, sure.
He was 89 when he died. I think that's what they said. But so yeah, he was definitely up there. And then when they were filming, I think it was Phantasm 4. I remember reading about it in Fangoria. They're like, oh, you know, we have to, you know, Angus is kind of old. We have to make sure that he's, you know, he's capable of doing this. And there's a doctor on the thing. And I'm like, wow, that was.
That's kind of like the production of Lost in La Mancha.
That was in the late 90s. So, you know, he's kicked around for a while. But that's it. Now he's gone. And,
well, I mean, look, that's he did pretty good there. I mean,
he's my David Bowie. Seriously, is what you know. He's my David Bowie.
I mean, Juan, you gotta have some kind of. I mean, you don't dislike Bowie, right? You probably respect him.
I didn't say I dislike Bowie.
You did say you respected him.
Huh?
You do respect him.
I say that
everything
10 minutes
he
ago?
Brought to the table.
Huh?
Oh God!
I think it's more like half an hour.
Juan, are you having trouble hearing me?
No, I'm just having trouble caring or paying attention. Oh, what you're saying.
Okay. Well,
I said with Bowie, I wasn't. You know, I'm not a huge fan of music, but I respected what he did and how he innovated. But to me, if somebody came to my door and said, "Hey," I'm going out to lunch with Angus Scrim or David Bowie. Who do you want to go with? I'm going with Angus Scrim. I'm going with the tall man. That's how I roll. Oh, these shitty filters. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, I was paying attention. I was paying attention.
Angus Scrim. May he rest in forever eternal peace.
I can't believe you're disrespecting Angus Scrim like this, man.
You don't think he would appreciate some crazy monster voices?
No. He would tell you to cut that shit out.
No, he wouldn't.
Professional. What do you tell you?
I am professional. I'm the new Dr. Demento.
All right.
So just deal with it.
Rest in peace.
I'm about to put some sunglasses on. Just imagine me doing it because I don't have my camera hooked up. And then I'll say, deal with it. All right, moving on. Let's do this, guys. This is what I want to do. Let's talk a little about the movies that I think at least, you know, are worth mentioning. Mm-hmm. I got a little list going here, so we'll see what we're looking forward to. But before we start, rather than waiting for it to be mentioned and then saying, okay, this is the one, what is the movie you're looking forward to the most? How about you, Juan?
Why is it always me first?
And we can. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Pause. Pause. You're so silent sometimes I forget you're even there.
Oh.
Thanks.
You got to speak up. Speak up. You're our fact checker, so I mean, whenever Juan lies about something, you have to, like, speak up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is your numero uno?
Let's see. I probably have a tie. Do I have to say one?
You could say a tie if you
want. You could say 11 if you want.
Okay. I would say it's between Civil War and Batman v Superman.
All right, yeah, I mean, that's probably a popular couple of movies there.
Mm. I'd have to say the Ghostbusters remake.
You know what? I knew.
Or Zoolander 2.
Okay, I didn't know you were going to say that. And
Ride Along 2?
I know that you mean it when you say Zoolander, but are you actually looking forward to the Ghostbusters movie?
No, not really.
So you're not, like, curious or whatever?
No. It's so hard for me to get up and actually see a movie, and it's extra hard for me to get up to see a comedy.
Right.
Like, I could just wait for comedies, but superhero movies or action movies and horror movies I'll go see, but comedies and dramas, I'll wait for Netflix.
Yeah, I usually don't go see comedies unless it's something that I'm like, I gotta see this. I think the last comedy I saw in the theater was Tropic Thunder.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
All right, what am I looking forward to seeing? I'll answer you honestly. I would say probably Civil War. But I'm really, for some reason, I'm really looking forward to seeing Deadpool.
You know, that I still think that could go either way, but I at least think that they're remaining consistent with the tone that they're taking with it,
mm-hmm.
for the most part. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with that. Kind of looks like Colossus bitches out a little bit. And does his mouth even move, or is it like a mask? Because you notice how in all of the trailers, they don't really show.
Yeah, it's too expensive to have his mouth move. So,
so you think Deadpool's gonna make a crack about that? Like, yeah, I know we can't CGI your mouth moving, or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he'll say.
Something along those lines. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh huh.
All right. So listen, for me, you know what? I'm gonna be perfectly honest. Doctor Strange. I can't.
Is that 2016? That's not 2016.
It's 2016, sir.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It is.
Yeah. Some host you are.
What are you talking about?
2017.
Wrong.
Fella.
2016.
November. I think you're wrong.
Why don't you go ahead and IMDb it right now, and I'll play.
Why
some
don't
of
you
this
go
music.
Ahead and kiss my ass? You're the host. You're supposed to be prepared.
Yo, look, just do that
I'm
now.
Right now.
I'll
hold
even
on.
Play.
Be quiet.
Here we go. Nope. Here we go. Nope. There we go.
Play some more commercials while we're trying to record. Let me see. Pirates of the Caribbean. Star Wars Episode 8,
mm-hmm.
Thor, Guardians,
no,
Avatar,
what
Justice League, Furious 8, Transformers 5, Toy Story 2, Alien, hold on, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I love how you're just going through the list here.
Yeah, that's how it works. Hold on, dude. It doesn't even say right there on Doctor Strange. Let me look it up.
It's November 2016.
It's this year?
Yeah.
November 2016.
Oh.
So, you know what I have to say about that? Oh, not that.
Oh, you just dropped your microphone. Well said.
That's what I have to say to you, Juan. right there.
I apologize.
So anyway, thanks for like just rocketing through the list and just, you know, not even letting anything build up or whatever.
That was 2017.
Oh, was it?
That was the future.
So yeah, you were so certain. Future. You were so certain that I was wrong. You went ahead and just looked at 2017.
It seemed like kind of a fast turnaround that they're filming it now and it'll be this year, but I guess that's how they roll.
No, they've been filming it and they showed pictures. You saw the pictures, right?
Pictures of what?
Of Cumberbatch.
Who's that?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, is he Doctor Strange?
Anyway, that's one of my movies that I would like to see.
You want to see that above Civil War? You said the movie you're most looking forward to.
Well, yeah, I mean, Civil War is definitely right there. Mm-hmm, it's right there. But anyway, let's look at some of these other movies, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
Jesus. I mean, well, let's just, you know, you screwed up my whole format and everything.
Just take a second.
You take a second. Pause. Great, then. Pause. You know that you can step in and just kind of, you know, referee.
What about X-Men Apocalypse?
There you go. X-Men Apocalypse. All right, what do we think about X-Men Apocalypse?
I think X-Men Apocalypse is not a movie I will see in the theater. Unless we're going to review it on our show, but it'll be something I pick up on Blu-ray because it'll be like $15. And it'll be cheaper. Okay. Just to sit in my own home and watch it.
Okay. Well,
but no, I'm not really looking forward to X-Men Apocalypse.
You have to concede that the Apocalypse is a bit more reasonably colored in the trailers as opposed to the set photos that were released.
Yeah, well, they probably went in and, you know, added some tint to that bitch since everyone started complaining.
I did go see Days of Future Past in the theater, and I enjoyed the experience. This even if this is somewhere just in the same realm of, like, you know, quality, I mean, there's some cool stuff in there. Him like, growing... I hope that's real. I hope he's actually changing his molecules.
I don't think it is. I think he's messing with Xavier's mind. I don't think he's actually growing. Man, but I don't think they would do that.
But that's one of his powers.
I know that's one of his powers, but I don't think they would do that, at least in this X-Men universe. I don't think they would have someone grow.
All right. I mean, it did look like a dream sequence, but, I mean, we can only hope, I guess, that they... you think it's a budget CG? Because those movies do seem kind of on budget.
No, I don't think. I think they could definitely afford to have him grow. I just don't think they would have him. I mean, have you seen a Sentinel yet?
Yeah.
Well, other than actually you have. Well, but yeah, I guess that kind of defeats that argument. But I don't know. It seems hokey to have Apocalypse grow in an X-Men movie, at least in the universe that they set. I mean, having killer machines is one thing, but having a person grow... I mean, what are they going to do? How are they going to fight them? I just don't see it happening in this kind of universe that they set.
You don't see these X-Men, like, kind of grouping around a giant Apocalypse?
No. Can you pause? Can you see that?
I can see how you could kind of picture it, like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or something, but, you know.
I don't see it happening.
All right, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but
it's mind games, yo.
We'll just see what happens. I mean, I'm moderately excited for it. I guess we all are.
If he grows, you let me know.
right. And this is in no particular order because for some reason the list that I'm looking at is not giving the dates they released, but it is saying it's 2016. But Rogue One, the Star Wars movie that's coming out, that's kind of a flashback of the New Hope era.
It's the team that stole the Death Star plans.
The Death Star plans, that's right. And that's what Mon Mothma refers to when they're like, many Bothans died to get you this.
Oh, so it's the second Death Star?
I think it may be the first.
Well, Mon Mothma was talking about the second one, right?
Was she?
Yeah, because she was Return of the Jedi. Wasn't in A New Hope.
Well, I mean, look, there was plans for both of them. Actually, isn't that a little weird that Return of the Jedi kind of, you know... I mean, People have complained about that before. It's like, what, another Death Star?
Oh, like The Force Awakens.
Oh, well, here we go again.
Okay, I mean, we can talk about that, but not right now. I actually wrote you like five paragraphs.
I didn't read a single word.
In response to your episode where you grumpy old manned Force Awakened. No, okay.
I'd rather listen to you tell me I'm wrong than read about it.
Okay, sure. So,
Who writes that much in an IM on Facebook? You know, it's usually just, you know, six or seven words and one of those smiley faces.
All right, well,
you're writing War and Peace about how you feel about Star Wars. I'm like, I'm not reading this.
I'm a fast typer, and I'm also a little bit...
You could basically sum it up.
I'm a little bit insulted.
When you sent your thing, you said, here's why you're wrong. And right. I'm like, okay, well, I don't need to
No,
read
I get
the
it, though. You want to hear my silky, smooth voice.
Yeah, not now, but another time.
So
about Star Wars.
Sure. But I mean, as far as this Star Wars, this is kind of an interesting experiment. Gareth Edwards he's done the movies he's done have been flawed, but somewhat, decent, admirable. I mean, Godzilla. There was some cool stuff about it, but there's some character stuff. So I guess it just comes down to like the script, but they got a good cast. I like how Mads Mikkelsen is in there. Obviously he's going to be a villain. That'd be crazy if they made him a good guy. Cause he's like, he's one of the most villainous looking dudes out there. I don't know. Here's the thing. The first thing about Star Wars that I ever loved, that I fell in love with, wasn't so much the Millennium Falcon, which eventually it became that. And I always thought it was cool. But it was always the X-Wings that got me kind of hooked. I was all about the X-Wings for a while. And so this is like a story with the actual Rogue Squadron. And not just them showing up at the end of a movie, you know, to take out yet another Death Star. But actually, you know, they're going to have character arcs through the whole thing. Like we're going to, you know, Wedge. I always wanted to spend more time with Wedge. Who didn't? Wedge was an interesting character. Hell, Porkins. Who was that guy? He was pretty freaking interesting. I mean, how did a guy that fat manage to become a pilot in, like, the strike squad against the Death Star? I mean, you know.
He had limited steering ability. Like, you see a lot of in the steering wheel. It's against your belly.
Agile.
Yeah.
But in any case, so that's what we're going to get.
They had to cut him out of the every X-Wing. Like the people on the news.
The Jaws of Life.
Oh man. Oh, that's funny. So The Forest already came out, and apparently it's terrible, which is a shame because I'm a fan of Natalie Dormer and I think she's a really good actress. But
the what came out?
It's called The Forest. It's a horror movie.
Oh yeah.
The woman goes into a Japanese kind of suicide forest or whatever it is. And there's a bunch of supernatural stuff that happens. From what I heard, the whole movie is just, like, literally from beginning to end, a bunch of contrived jump scares and what
you like expect. Every movie that you like.
No.
Like The Conjuring.
Wrong. The Conjuring's a good movie.
And what was the other one?
Hey, pause. You saw The Conjuring, right?
No.
See?
All right. Well,
he's got taste.
No, listen. No. Do me a favor. Watch The Conjuring. Pause. It's a good movie. And when you're done, be honest. When you come back on the show, tell Juan how you feel about it.
They're all jump scare movies. That's
those
all
aren't
they are
no,
anymore.
But that's the thing.
Except for Phantasm,
dude. You think rest it's jump scares peace, because of the commercials, but it actually has a ton of slow burn stuff in it, and character stuff that works.
The moments between the jump scares.
Just give it a shot. Give it a shot. Jesus, it's more in common with like something like Poltergeist. As far
how
as
how dare
like,
you.
The original, by the way, not the crappy.
Yeah, I know what you meant, and I doubt it.
All right. Well, anyway, Batman v Superman. This is going to be the most kind of like potentially distressing movie. It's gonna stress me out. This movie's gonna stress me out. Okay.
Why?
Because it's Batman v Superman, which means versus to those who actually should and I just. the misgivings I have just based on Snyder's previous work or whatever, I mean, I'm willing to kind of give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know how this is going to pan out. If it's mediocre, if it has, you know, structural flaws, or if it's tonally weird or whatever, it'll just seem like a big bloated missed opportunity. And then I don't want to see that happen to these characters. And I like the idea of it. And that's the thing. I mean, I love Henry Cavill. He makes a good Superman, even though they're brooding the shit out of him. And it's pretty annoying that in almost every scene that Superman has to be, you know, viscerally brooding, or like there's this new TV spot or whatever where, you know, he rips the freaking hood off the Batmobile and like threatens Batman, and he's being a dick.
You'd be mad too if this dude dressed as a bat was constantly up your ass trying to fight you.
Well, I mean, we don't know at that point in the movie. I think it's just Clark Kent's investigating the Batman, right? Like Clark Kent has this sanctimonious freaking kind of vendetta against the Batman. Like I'm gonna stomp his vigilante, when it's hypocritical considering that he's always above the law and, like, you know, using his powers to save people. So what if this guy's branding people with a bat? Now I will be pissed if Batman is shooting people with guns. I mean, if that happens, I'm gonna be kind of turned off for the whole movie.
What if it's in the leg?
I mean, look, he's not the Punisher, and he hates guns. The majority of Batman, except for, like, you know, there was a Batman that used a gun in the very beginning, but obviously that was phased out, and it was never really used again unless it was a specialized weapon that was that he created to take out a superpower being, in which case it was perfectly reasonable for him to do that. So if that weapon he has at the end is like some Kryptonian, anti-Kryptonian whatever gun, even though they said they weren't going to do kryptonite, and they used that stupid atmospheric change thing, like, oh, the atmosphere is making me, is taking away my powers, which, come on, that's dumb. Anyway, whew, bringing back some old scars. So, like, what I'm saying is this movie is going to stress me out. Pause. Do you see what I'm saying about this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like Man of Steel, and I wasn't actually I'm not crazy about Henry Cavill as Superman, or at least how he's depicted, how Superman, the character, is depicted in these new series.
I think he embodies him well enough, and when he's showing vulnerability, it's good. You know what I mean? It just seems like we don't get nearly enough humanity or good humor or just, you know, whatever. It's the same reason I don't like Superman in the comic books for, like, as long as I can remember. Ever since the New 52, for sure. But anyway, so Civil War, Captain America, this is the movie I think we can all have more confidence in. And there's a lot of cool stuff to consider. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see just how this fight between Tony Stark and Steve Rogers takes place, and how they kind of fiddle with the story elements from the actual Civil War source material.
And how they bring Spider-Man in.
From what they've described, I think it's going to be sort of like he's going to be sort of in the peripheral as, like, these emerging kind of, like, superpowered beings that the government's actually, like, referring to, right? And he's not going to have a costume right away. They said he's going to have more of this homemade thing going on. I think is that picture official, Juan, the one with the hoodie?
No, that is that's some of the not marketing, but, you know, some of the accessories that they're selling for, you know, how they make lunch boxes, backpacks. Okay. They have a whole bunch of Civil War themed hoodies, and that one's based on Spider-Man. But they're saying, is this what the costume could look like? Because the other one looks like Captain America. So they haven't really said this is based off of the outfit, but. It's basically merchandise.
Strangely enough, at least for the stage that he's in, you know, Spider-Man, I kind of like it, and I think it actually works if they go that direction, because they kind of do something similar with Gwen, you know, Spider-Gwen. She's got kind of like a hood thing going on. Maybe they're kind of taken from that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Cap and Iron Man are fighting, and then a teenager in a hoodie swings by and says, "Don't mind me, just your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Delivering Aunt May's pills or something."
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna. No, no, no.
Gotta get home to Aunt May.
No, it's not gonna.
Well, although Aunt May won't need pills because she's Marissa Tomei.
Oh right, yeah.
And she's like,
oh right, Marissa Tomei.
so she won't need any pills for any kind of medical reason. If you know what I'm saying.
All right. Well, listen. Here's what I think what they're going to do. They're going to kind of, I think, form a relationship between Spider-Man and Tony Stark. Tony Stark's going to be, like, doing some experiments. He's like, I need some assistance. You, kid, I like your style.
Catch this spider when it falls off the X-ray thing.
What's that?
What?
Catch the spider when it falls off the X-ray thing.
Oh, right. No. He's already going to be Spider-Man. So what I'm going to think is like, oh, shit, I'm working with Tony Stark, the brilliant Tony Stark. This is amazing. Sort of like the Green Goblin, you know, was kind of like the father figure or whatever after Ben died, etc. But like then they kind of like he finds out he's Iron Man and he's like, oh, well, guess what? I have powers, too. Check it out. And then at some point, Tony Stark builds him the Iron Spider armor, which may or may not happen in this movie. But you also got, like, Black Panther, who I think everybody is just really excited to see. He's probably going to kick some ass, do some crazy fight moves and whatnot. You're gonna see some fights between him and the Winter Soldier and everybody else, probably. And then I think, you know, Vision's going to be kind of in the background. Scarlet Witch seems to be in the fray. But anyway, I just like this movie seems at once big and small at the same time, which is what the Winter Soldier was, and that's why everybody liked it so much, is because it felt intimate and yet it was pretty epic.
And Ant-Man, both big and small.
Oh, by the way, Ant-Man,
nice.
I hope there's a lot of I have a feeling they're going to use Ant-Man for comic relief in the movie. I mean, he may help out in some way, but I feel like his powers are going to be weird, and you know, people are going to they're going to.
So you're saying that the one Marvel superhero that they have that was heavily his film had a lot of comedy in it. You think he's going to be the comedy relief?
I didn't say it was I wasn't saying this was an epiphany or anything, Juan. I'm just, jeez.
Wait a minute. Paul Rudd.
We're just talking facts here. All right, listen, let's be fair to the Ghostbusters movie. Paul Feig.
Oh, come on, dude.
You don't want to give it its fair shake?
It has nothing to do with an all-female cast. It has nothing to do that they're remaking Ghostbusters. I haven't seen it. Look, I haven't seen a trailer yet. If I see the trailer and it wows me, then maybe I'll see it. I saw all the other films. I saw, what was that? The one with the, I don't know, Bridesmaids? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Bridesmaids.
And then, like, Melissa McCarthy's funny. I have nothing against them like that. It just, I don't know. I mean, unless the trailer is amazing and I laugh during the trailer, which rarely happens, then maybe I'll see it. But as of now, I don't know. I'm just not on my radar yet.
All right, fair
and
enough.
Plus, they're saying they're taking more of like, they almost. I think I read early on that it's almost like a Walking Dead type approach to the ghosts. So they're not necessarily like Slimer and all these.
Walking Dead,
huh?
Walking Dead, like zombies?
Yeah, they said that they're going to be more. I guess more. Not necessarily zombies, but you know.
You mean like humanoid phantasms that stand upright and don't do crazy
and they're
stuff.
Not as, you know, cartoony as it was in Ghostbusters.
Oh, but that's kind of things like. I mean, that's part of the fun of it. You had all these. It's like
Flux. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Remember that thing that popped out of the sewer and it's like rah, 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 in the first one.
Chud?
Hot dogs.
Well, Slimer ate the hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, Slimer ate
the hot dogs. But I'm talking about that big-ass thing that's just like a demon. It's like...
Oh, yeah,
when you think about that in retrospect, you're like, who died and produced that? Who is that a ghost of? There was a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. They probably sat in a boardroom and they're like, guys, how do we even explain like this rancor-looking ghost? Oh,
yeah,
you're right.
Want something like that if it's supposed to be a fun film?
Well, I mean, if you bring in, like, the Dark Forces and like, you know, some kind of poltergeist, or not poltergeist, but, like, you know, like, some demonic entity and explain it that way, then it makes sense.
Gotcha.
But whatever. I mean, I still think Ghostbusters rules. I love that. I think it's hilarious that there's just these random ghosts that look like, you know, claymation stuff from, like, you know, the Puppet Master.
It's the charm.
Or what was I thinking of? The Gate. The Gate. That's what I was thinking of. Anyway, Suicide Squad. This
yeah,
one.
Go see The Gate. Pause, man. All right. Write that down.
I feel like, you know, a lot of times it's I'm more surprised when Paws hasn't seen something because you see how good he is at movie trivia. Seems like he's seen quite a bit. Suicide Squad, I think, is going to be... I think if it's as good as it can be, then I'll like it. I know that's kind of stupid to say that, but I don't know. What do you think, Juan? Do you think it's... What do you think?
I want to see who... I know they're all bad guys, but I want to see who the bad guy is. I'd like to see if they're just going to be going after the Joker. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It's surprising that they would kind of have a Suicide Squad as early on as they did, but I guess they want to get the Joker and Harley Quinn in there. But it's... yeah, I don't know. I was just... You know, they had that new footage coming up next week, so I'll have to see what the new footage looks like, and then, you know, maybe see who the main bad guy is, who they're going to fight. If it's, like they're saying, if it's that, I forget what her name is. It's not Harley Quinn, it's the other female.
Enchantress?
Katana. Yeah, the Enchantress. I kept thinking, you know, I was like, Enchantress came in my head, and I'm like, that's a Marvel one.
Well, isn't it like they're both named Enchantress?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So if they're, you know, if they're fighting her, it might be... I don't know, kind of boring to me, but I'm not willing to just write it off yet. I mean, it's a comic book film. I like to support all the comic book films, but I'd like to see more other than what we've just saw, other than, you know, the trailer and then all the pics they released. But
well,
I think
it'd be cool if it was they are tracking down the Joker, because what I think it's going to be Amanda Waller's like, all right, Harley Quinn. We need you to lure the Joker out because we know that you have a past, or that, you know, you desire each other. So they're basically using her as bait. And then,
I don't think it's the Joker. I don't think they're going after the Joker.
But what other role would the Joker even be playing? I mean,
I think he's in there. I think they're going to set it up that he escapes and their relationship. But I don't think it's necessarily the Joker they're going after.
Okay. They didn't really. I mean, you've seen the team. You've seen all these characters in the team.
Yeah, but why would you need a giant team like that to take down the Joker?
Well,
I'm thinking it's going to be Deathstroke.
So you but that can't be right, because Deathstroke.
Why?
No, because look at all
did
the.
Did you see? Did you read the script?
The set photos have Deathstroke caressing Harley Quinn lovingly.
That's Deadshot. Get your deads correct.
Oh, Deathstroke the Terminator. Damn it.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Pause, man. You still there?
Yeah.
Can you believe this guy? Can you believe this dude?
I'm a little rusty on my DC, but I yes, Deathstroke the Terminator. Okay.
I don't see why you would need a giant team like that just to take down the Joker. I mean, I know he's crazy. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I don't know. I don't see it.
Who did they cast as Deathstroke?
I don't know if he's necessarily... there was a couple people who I think are in there who are mystery characters, but who says that's even... You know, they even revealed it yet. I mean, they didn't necessarily say this guy's coming. You know, he's there, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's who they're going after.
Okay, I'll make one prediction that I think is going to be certain.
Let's hear
about that movie. I think that at the end, Harley's going to... you know, Joker's going to leave with Harley and go off somewhere so that she's around for whatever the next proper Batman movie is.
All right.
Well, I mean, no, because obviously she's already a super popular character just from aesthetics alone, but you know, people are going to really dig that character, I'm pretty sure. And then they're going to want her to come back, so. All right, so that's Suicide Squad and Assassin's Creed. This... You know, I know you're not into video games, Juan, but I don't know if you've ever played Assassin's Creed.
No.
Okay. Well, it's really good, kind of substantial stuff. You know, as far as like the story and the setting and everything. There's some convoluted nonsense about you know, using machines to go back in time to inhabit the bodies of your ancestors who were assassins. I mean, that kind of stuff is, it's hard to get your head around. And but when you're in the past and you're in, like, you know, for example, Italy during the Renaissance, and you're going rooftop to, and the character that Fassbender's playing is Ezio. So it's from the couple of the, probably the two best, two or three best, Assassin's Creed games. This could be cool. I mean, Fassbender's a great actor. As long as the script is good, it could be good. What do you think?
Sure.
Pause. Have you ever played Assassin's Creed?
I played it a little bit. Just the first one.
Okay, the first one's eh. And that's not Ezio either. I forgot who that was, but I didn't play that very much. It's 2 and 3 were Ezio.
If you know ahead of time that I never played the games, and you admitted that said I know you don't play the games, then why would I be looking forward
let's just ask you this, Juan. If you hear that this movie is good, will you watch it regardless of the source material?
Well, how am I going to know it's good?
Well, from reviews and stuff.
No.
Okay.
I'll wait for Netflix or Redbox.
Okay, but you will watch it. That's my question.
Sure, I'll get to it eventually.
Okay. Okay.
If it's lucky enough.
If it's all right, so there's two movies that already came out that have numbers in them that they bombed and they didn't do well with the critics. 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. It's Michael Bay's stab at the Benghazi. Talk about too soon. The Benghazi scenario. I don't understand how he even got away with making this movie, but. Apparently, there's a ripped John Krasinski.
That. Your static is coming in a little bit.
Oh, great.
You go ahead and deal with that. The Fifth Wave is the other one. And Chloe Moretz, you know, she's... she keeps taking these roles, these kind
Hit
of...
Hit Girl?
What's that?
Hit Girl. From
right, Hit Girl. And
people don't know her, yeah.
Yeah, and there's... And I would have to say... You know, up to this point, the best role that I've ever seen her in.
How's that sound?
That sounds excellent. The best role that I've seen her in, I think, is from is Let Me In.
Which was a remake.
Remake. No, it was the American version of that. You know, they did an American version, but it's truer to the book than the Swedish version was, so you can arguably say it might be a better... I actually seen it, and I like it a lot, but I like the first one, and I like them both kind of the same, actually. Anyway, I'm just saying, Chloe Moretz keeps taking these kind of, like, you know, like she did... Carrie was weak. This movie, The Fifth Wave, is apparently weak. Kick-Ass 2 was weak. I'd like to... I mean, she's... She's better than that, I think. I think she needs to be in better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully she doesn't keep doing, like, you know, like... I think this is, like, a teen book adaptation. Is it?
Who are you talking
pause?
To?
Pause. Well, pause. The fact checker.
I don't know. I don't know what the book is.
The teen book expert.
I just saw the trailer.
I think it's based on a book. I'm not sure.
I'm not that young.
Who knows? There's aliens... Earth gets decimated, yada yada yada. All right, so let's skip. There's a bunch of stuff here that I'm gonna skip. There's a movie called Dirty Grandpa. What the hell is that all about?
Robert, that looks funny.
Robert De Niro, mm-hmm. Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is the grandkid.
Yeah. And so like Robert De Niro's like a grumpy ass old dude.
Pretty much from the title.
No.
All right.
I think he's a party animal dude, and it looks like they're on like spring break together, like grandpa and grandson.
You know what? Seeing De Niro do that might be good. Good stuff. 50 Shades of Black. I don't even what. Why? 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 Jane Seymour is in it. She used to be amazing. Now she's in this movie with Marlon Wayans.
Jane Seymour is also selling all that stupid ass jewelry. Open heart jewelry, isn't that her?
I don't. Maybe. Maybe.
Always keep your heart open. That's the only way to give and receive love.
You know, it's just look. She
through a necklace.
Yeah.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. I can't tell you how many times I went to bed and watched that. Just kidding.
I bet.
All right, Zoolander 2. Now Zoolander 2, Zoolander is one of my favorite comedies, so obviously I'm going to see this, but I'm going to be kind of sad because I was actually expecting a David Bowie cameo in this movie, which may have been filmed, who knows. But he was the judge of the dance-off in the first movie, so... And it seems like if they had another like competition, that Bowie would judge it. So I mean, who knows? That might be his final role, and they're just not telling us.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, Black Star was a much better way to go out. So
there's also the Jungle Book live action.
That's yeah. I mean, are they gonna? So you. You saw, I'm sure everyone saw Star Wars. I think they played the trailer in front of it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the trailer, the whole thing seems like a fairly conventional movie. Lots of CGI, obviously. But at the end, you hear the bear humming. Does that mean they're going to be singing?
Yeah, they talk in it.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't think they're going to be singing. I think he's just going to be, little Easter egg.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to break out in the song, but he does have that song in the Disney film, so I think he's probably just be humming to himself, but I don't think the animals are going to break out in the music numbers.
Okay, because,
I mean, this isn't the Wiz.
Bill Murray. Right.
or the original Jungle Book, you know, to be more accurate. All right, I mean, it seemed a little weird that they kind of, like, hinted to some, like, it's like a musical, but whatever.
No, I think, like Paul's man said, it was just a little Easter egg to the fans. And plus, if you look at the trailer, it was kind of like, I don't know, it was really serious. You know, the kid was about to get eaten by a snake, and he's getting chased by shit. And then, you know, in the end, he's sitting on the bear's stomach floating around, and then he sings a little song. I think it was a little – I think it's probably to tell people that it's not all grim.
Right. Well,
hello.
Yeah.
What else?
That's Bill Murray and Chris Walken.
What has Bill Murray? Zoolander?
No, The Jungle Book.
Oh, The Jungle. Jeez, of course. Does Bill Murray voice the bear?
I think he does, actually.
I think so. Is the bear Baloo? I don't remember.
Baloo. Because that's pretty perfect, actually, that Bill Murray does that. That's great. I like that. A couple more points. So I'm going to mention this next movie only because I used to love the director and then he started slumming it. But it's Gods of Egypt. I don't even know what the frick it's about. Obviously, Gods of Egypt. It doesn't have a great cast. Gerard Butler's second build in it. So whoever Courtney Eaton is, I don't know. But the director is Alex Proyas. You guys might remember him from The Crow, the original Crow. And he also did
The Only Crow. Oh, that's right. No, it wasn't.
Well,
there was
there was other sequels and stuff, and they sucked in.
I think there was only one, wasn't there? Just the one with the kid from Terminator.
There's some straight to video ones that you probably didn't even know about. But I never seen them. But they were on Netflix for a while. I was like, holy shit! There's this many Crow movies. When were they even making these? So, whatever. But in any case, he also did Dark City, which, you know, was an interesting movie. I have the Blu-ray of the director's cut. And then he did I, Robot, which was a serviceable movie. But then other than that, he didn't really do anything great. So we'll see what's up with that one. Then David Yates is doing that extension of the Harry Potter universe, Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them. I don't really know what that's derived from exactly. If it's like before Harry or after, but I am not going to see that before I watch the rest of Harry Potter. So
I think it's post-hair.
Post-Harry?
Yeah.
Okay. And then everything.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, who knows? Now here's one I know you probably want to mention, Juan. Both of you guys probably Independence Day, and I'm curious.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. Yeah, so no. Independence Day Resurgence. Well, here's the thing. And this is the only thing, by the way, because this cast, the only person on... Well, there's two people in this cast that I like a lot, and that's Jeff Goldblum, obviously. and Maika Monroe, who is in It Follows, and she's amazing. And I think she's going to show up in a lot more like high profile, better movies at some point. But Jeff Goldblum is not even like second or third build. I think he shows up as kind of a cameo. I don't even know if he's in that much of the movie. So I'm not particularly thrilled about this one.
Oh, well, he's a busy man. He's doing all those apartment commercials.
So one of the movies I'm the most excited for is Hail Caesar by the Coen brothers, for obvious reasons. Did you see the various trailers for that one? And
I did.
Both of you guys. That one where he's like, he's talking to the actor, or this obviously this kid that doesn't know how to act or whatever. That's just so brilliant. I mean, that trailer alone is just so hilarious and funny. It just works on its own. So I feel like the movie's just going to be like that hilarious. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you agree with us, Paws.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Do you call yourself? You gotta watch the trailer. Do you call yourself Paws because you pause a lot in between speaking?
No, it's. I was asked that by the IC3 guys.
Oh, we're. yes, I remember those guys. All right. Well, then they made a sequel to Now You See Me, or whatever that is. Oh wait, yeah.
Now You Seen Me.
Yeah, I don't know. So, okay, so the new Star Trek. What are we?
Now You Done Seen Me.
I know that the new Star Trek trailer.
The Scene Awakens.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Have You Seen Me? The Scene Awakens.
Oh, right. No, it's Now You See Me Too. I don't even know what the first one is about, but Mark Ruffalo's in it.
I think it's called Look Here.
No, I'm looking. Anyway, Star Trek Beyond. Anyone, mm-hmm. anyone, does anyone have any hopes for a Simon Pegg written Star Trek movie?
Sure, why not? Netflix it.
Netflix and chill it.
Seriously, that's how I saw the last two Star Trek films. Netflix.
I gotta say, the Into Darkness was kind of disappointing and mm-hmm. maybe not worth a movie ticket. So I'll see this if I have like some extra cash and time to kill, but I'm not going to like go crazy trying to see it. It might be good. We'll see. All right. Let's talk about this for 1 second here.
You're really going through every movie. What are we in April now?
No. Well, no, we're actually been all over the place, but these are the last two movies of note, the last two or three anyway. And I've been trying to like go through them quickly cause we got to end this. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. I just wanted to mention that how the hell did they make Bebop and Rocksteady look as ridiculous and accurate as the cartoons and not the friggin' turtles?
Do they look that good?
I mean, they definitely look far more like the source material than any of the turtles do.
Mm-hmm.
I say this with a whole, like, you know, asterisks, because we know that the movie potentially is going to be... I mean, I haven't even seen the first one, but, and I'm sure it was terrible, right?
Actually, I didn't find it that horrible.
Okay,
I was entertained.
So, like I said, it's terrible.
No, it wasn't. It was watchable. I didn't feel like I wasted 2 hours of my life. It was an entertaining 2 hours. It wasn't great. I wouldn't put it up there with any of the Marvel comic book films. But
Well, thanks.
Look, dude. You're the king of time wasting. You can't take 2 hours to see turtles?
I don't even know what that means, Juan. But,
you know exactly what that means.
No, I don't waste my time. I use it.
Stop tweeting about politicians and maybe watch or do some research.
You don't even know how much I do in a day. It would break your mind to know what I do.
Yeah.
All right, so... anyway, I'm not interested in TMNT, but I wish that
Krang shows up.
He is. That's who.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Who.
See, I'm curious. I'm curious about that, but at the same time, I don't want to. I don't want to be exposed to it.
He is. That's the bad guy. That's all those ships coming down in the trailer.
Oh,
it's,
boy. Well, I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe I'll watch the first one or whatever. All right, so the next movie is, like, a big one, and it's an important movie. I know you guys...
It better be, dude. And it better not be one of your shitty art films.
No, it's not. God damn it, man. Have some respect, because it's Duncan Jones, David Bowie's son, and Warcraft. A movie that his father's not even going to see, sir.
Oh, his son's directing that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes. And
it's
because
you hate David Bowie.
And I know that you don't have taste, so you probably didn't see Moon or Source Code, but those movies rock.
I didn't know he did that either.
Yeah, he did those. Did you see
those?
Yeah,
really interesting movies.
He's good. He's really good, and I think this is going to be good because he just knows. I think he has a really solid grasp of filmmaking and dialogue and all the necessary components of a good movie. So the fact that it's Warcraft makes it kind of super challenging for him. But I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it in the theater, and I'm not even a Warcraft dude. I never even played it, really. I mean, little bit, but not a lot.
Well, how are you going to follow the story then?
If it's a good movie, I won't need to have played the games. So,
they have to throw the ring in the volcano.
Another movie that I may or may not see in the theater, depending on how high I can get, is Kung Fu Panda 3, because I love those movies.
And I'm so high right now.
I'll say that I'm a huge fan of those movies. I think they're great. I think they're just charming.
Flux, did you ever get so high that you thought you were going to the movie theater, but you just go into the Best Buy and stand in front of a big ass TV?
You don't understand what it's like to get high, do you?
No, I have no idea.
Oh,
I've never been high a day in my
life. You know what? I think my God, that's probably 70% of your problem, Juan. Mm. You need to start toking up.
I'm an individual, dude.
No,
I don't need to smoke weed to fit in.
I think it would
funny.
Do wonders. It would make you way more chill.
I'm chill enough. It would just take your goddamn podcast for 2 hours.
You are not chill, sir. We're pretty much done. I mean, I'm not going to talk about, Alice Through the Looking Glass, because God damn it.
Skip it.
Even though it's not Tim Burton, he's producing, but it's a different guy, James Bobin. That's weird. The Conjuring 2.
Didn't direct the first one, did he? Did he?
No, wasn't it Burton?
It was Burton.
It was Burton, yeah. It's just an extension of that crap, and so I'm not going to see it. The Conjuring 2, I am going to see once for the reasons I stated before. Yes.
Long enough.
And we're almost done. We're pretty much done.
What about the competition? I thought Juan and I were going to go head-to-head.
No.
Oh, I thought I explained that at the beginning of the show. This is Mr. TV Face After Dark. It's a conversational podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm still arranging kind of like the infrastructure and everything for the shows, but I've got other podcasters on board to actually do this like a straight up league. So now that people are showing interest, and yeah, sure, I'll leave you alone, Juan, because you don't want a challenge in your life.
No, I'm the retiring champion.
You're not a champion.
I'm the champion.
I'm the champion of the show. I was on the first episode.
Yeah, but Paws racked up way more points than you.
Well, he probably had easy Canadian questions.
Well, no, they weren't Canadian.
You know? Like, how much is the Canadian euro worth?
It's called a loonie and a toonie.
Oh.
That's the only thing they use is loonies and toonies.
Who's the only wrestler to ever come out of Canada?
That's
not true. The Mountie.
Yo, the Mountie. I remember the Mountie. Is that true? Was he Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian, I think. They have a national holiday. They have the Mountie Day.
Right, no, I know. I mean, I guess he would be Canadian. I mean, wasn't...
Where everyone goes around with those... what are they called? The stun guns. Stun props.
Roddy Piper was Canadian, wasn't he?
He was, actually.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Canadian wrestlers. It's big up there.
Yeah.
The Hearts are all Canadian. But it's just the Mountie is a step above. He's what every wrestler aspires to be.
What about what is that new wrestling group called The Day or some crap?
The Day?
They're called The Day.
I have no idea. I don't watch wrestling.
I thought you did.
No, I don't watch wrestling.
You were just
What have I ever tweeted or mentioned or
well, just now you were making wrestling references. In fact, we did a show about Roddy Piper, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Okay, I stopped watching wrestling, too. I'm not saying that I'm into it. I'm just saying I thought you would, you know, whatever. Anyway.
No, I don't keep up on wrestling.
All right. Anyway, listeners, thank you for sticking around. This has been a long podcast, but I, you know, whether or not that Juan appreciates it, I think both myself and Paws had a great time, and we appreciated each other's inputs and thoughts, and the whole experience was just satisfying and fulfilling in all sorts of ways. And again, this is except for Juan.
Yeah. Little small doses, dude. Half hour.
No, I know. This is, well, I mean, I
leave the people wanting more. That's how I feel.
Mr. TV Face, and again, this is Doc Flux. You know, I don't even think I introduced myself this episode. We'll have to listen back and see if I did. But if I didn't, this has been Doc Flux, and this has been the Mr. TV Face show kind of backstage action. But the game show is coming. I want to call it a season. I want to call these seasons. So each season, everyone gets a chance to rack up the most points, and then I can figure out what kind of prize they're going to get. Because I'm stupid, and I spend my own hard-earned cash on prizes.
I'm not giving you my address.
Yeah, well...
So you can forget that.
Juan...
PayPal? Mm-hmm.
You know what?
221B Baker Street?
I wasn't going to give you a prize anyway, so... All
right, good.
There. All right. Well, thank you for listening, like I said, and that has been...
You don't get plugs?
I'm getting to it.
No, you weren't. You absolutely were not getting
plugs. I was.
Plugs.
No, I
know
was.
You
were not. I was.
You know you weren't.
You don't know
plugs.
Because I was at the end of the show. This is the time that it's done, and then you kind of jumped ahead.
You know you were. You forgot completely
plug-us. I was just about to say, let's
You're
see.
Full of shit.
I was just about to say, quote, let's see what these guys are up to, unquote. What are you?
Pause Man.
I'm Pause Man, and I host a show called Stuff Like That podcast that you can find at facebook.com/stufflikethatpodcast or on Twitter at podcast like that. And me and one or two co-hosts talk about comics, movies, and stuff like that.
Stuff like that. I got it. All right. And Juan, what do you do again, even though I announced it at the beginning of the show, but remind people.
Yeah, but it's always polite to give your guests, you know, say where they're from in the beginning and then in the end. Let
sure.
them. That's usually how it works.
It's traditional.
You can find me at superpodcasto.com. I do a podcast basically every other week. And we talk about comics and comic book movies and TV shows and stuff like that. Me and two other guys. Check it out, superpodcasto.com.
And a rotating cast of guests that don't usually include me.
Well, because you don't like to get up when we record.
Because you guys do it in some like ridiculous morning hour.
Yeah, 10:30.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
10:30 is 7:30 here.
That's
pretty early.
It's not 7:30 here.
Who the hell gets up at 7:30? I mean, I don't even...
I can't help it that you live on the West Coast. It's not my problem.
All right. Well, that's fine. I've already forgiven you. So...
all is forgiven.
Tune in.
Crazy hour, like 10:30.
Tune in for the next Mr. TV Face show. The more professional version of the podcast where we pit podcasters against each other in a battle for points. Check it out in the channel, MrTVFace.com. It's a site and a channel. And we're going to get some stuff up there pretty soon. So, have a good one, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah, you guys can say something.
Good night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye,
goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Star Wars was overrated. And stop.